All right, I'm going to talk to you, like I said, about some work we did with pneumatic lint cleaning. This is actually some work that was done quite a few years ago, and then most of you guys recognize me. I'm usually up here talking about particulate sampling at gins. I'm going to go back and do some gin research now after a short hiatus. But I'd like to recognize the people who have been helping me at our gin lab there. That's Carlos Armijo, our technologist. He's the guy that knows all about cotton quality. And then my boss, Ed Hughes. So this all came about quite a while ago. There's been, of course, concerns about nets and short fiber in U.S. cotton. And some years ago, a bunch of us got together at Cotton Incorporated, and they kind of spearheaded this effort and talked about innovative solutions, ways that we could maybe fix some of these problems. And over the years, there's been quite a bit of research, many different facets, different ways of approaching the problem, all kind of with the same dream where we want to clean fiber and maintain quality at the same levels we have today, but we'd like to reduce short fiber and nets if we can. So one of the things I did is we went back to our lab and we were looking at different things, and we have this one device at the USDA Gin Labs called a fractionator. And really what we use it for is to remove trash from seed cotton. And we put seed cotton in there, and you see it here. This is what it looks like. You see there's some sieves underneath here. So what happens is we put that cotton in there, and there are these jets. You can see them down on the side here. And there's some slots over here. If we close that door and we put the cotton in and we flip a couple of switches, and what happens is the air comes in on those jets, compressed air, and makes this cotton go round and round and round and scrubs it against those slots, and then the trash and leaf and some motes and things go down out through the slots and end up on these sieves. And it works really well with seed cotton, and actually one of our technicians came to us, and he's always looking for ways to make things easier. And, you know, because we make him pick trash out of cotton and stuff. And he said, you know, can we do this, you know, like, isn't there a way you engineers can come up to make it, you know, so that I don't have to work so hard? And so we thought, hey, well, why don't we try this out? So we went several years ago and did a project. And some of this data you guys seen a few years ago, and then I have some stuff that we've done more recently. But we basically took some cotton, and we took some cotton that wasn't lint cleaned at all. And we took some that was cleaned in one saw type lint cleaner. And then we also processed some of that cotton in this fractionator at for different lengths of time at about 40 PSI. We can adjust the pressure in those jets to give us different airflow and different processing in our fractionator. And here's a picture of some of those results of the cotton. And you can see with the no lint cleaning here, 10 seconds in the fractionator, here's 30 seconds in the fractionator, and here's with one lint cleaner. And one thing you'll notice is, of course, the cleaning gets better and better as you go from no to 10 to 30. And then, of course, the material that was in the fractionator is a little bit rougher looking than the saw-type lint cleaner. We'd expect that. We don't get the combing and stuff in a fractionator. Here's some of the trash that comes out of fractionator. It's lint, motes, leaf, things like that. Some of the results we had early on, and you'll see there's some graphs here and stuff. You don't worry too much about the numbers. One of the things I'll point out is if the bars are a different color, then we engineers use statistics and stuff to compare numbers, and all you need to know is if the bars are a different color, then they're different. So if we look at color grade, and we have to use old code, so we're not using 21 and things numbers like that, but you can see all those bars are the same. So basically, for that first test, no air, no lint cleaning, the air lint cleaner and the one lint cleaner had similar color grades. By the way, this 104 old code is about a 21. On the leaf grade, we had basically the air lint cleaner you see down here had basically the same leaf grade as the number one lint cleaner, as one saw type lint cleaner. And this is important. We want to be able to clean as well as a lint cleaner. So that's our hope. And then if we look at visible foreign matter from the APHIS, we see also that the air lint cleaner, the pneumatic lint cleaner, was about the same as the one saw type lint cleaner. So that was encouraging. Now, the other thing we're going to look at, of course, is fiber length, and then the thing that we're really after is short fiber and nets. We can see here that the air lint cleaner was, well, this bar is actually green and orange, so it's statistically, again, we go back to math and those kind of things, it's basically the same as no lint cleaning, so that's good, but it's not actually better than one lint cleaner because it's also orange. So I guess it's kind of a push there. If we look at aphis length, though, we see that the air lint cleaner is significantly better than even cotton that was processed without lint cleaning at all. I don't really know why, but I'm just telling you these are the numbers. If we go on then to short fiber and net count, which are the things we're really after, we can see that for this test, the air lint cleaning had much significantly lower short fiber than a saw type lint cleaner or even no lint cleaning. And in net count, well, again, it's about the same as no lint cleaner, but it's also not different than one saw. So it's kind of a push. But we did see some improvements. We saw some data that we thought, well, hey, this is positive. Let's do some more testing and figure out, what's really going on here. So later on, so what we did find basically then is that we had cleaning about the same as the lint cleaner, but we had less damage. And changing the time didn't seem to make that much difference. So we wanted to expand the test, and really the only things we changed was we went to a much longer time just to see how what that would do, and we also did the pressure we did in the beginning, but we also did higher pressure to really beat that cotton, and it does. It beats it up. Now, if we go straight to the data, again, just really pay attention to the color of the bars and the height of them, I guess. What we found was that, and this number here, 4010, is 40 PSI for 10 seconds, and this one over here is 70 PSI for 75 seconds. And so I took the two extremes in our test. And basically what we see, if we look at these kind of color and trash measurements, we see that the air lint cleaning pneumatic treatments were almost the same as one lint cleaner. That's good. We want to see good trash, taking trash out. If we look down here at leaf grade, the 40 PSI at 10 seconds was about the same as one saw type lint cleaner. And actually the 70-75 was a whole lot better, leaf grade down around one. And right here you see in each one of these just comparison with no lint cleaning. Aphis visible foreign matter, again we see right here actually the one lint cleaner is a little bit better than the 40-10, but they're pretty close. And then the 70-75 was a whole lot better. So there's a whole lot better cleaning actually than even one saw type lint cleaner in this machine. There's a problem with that though. If we look at staple length, we can see here that the 70-75 is a whole lot shorter than even the one type saw type lint cleaner. So it's doing more fiber damage, or at least taking out more of the longer fibers that we didn't really want. We don't want that to happen. And we see here the 40-10, again, since it's two colors, it's green and yellow, that means it's basically not different than one lint cleaner or no lint cleaning. So, but I guess the numbers are, don't lie. And then if we look at aphis length, another way of measuring it, these all are basically similar numbers. That's why they're all green, all about the same length. So what we started seeing here is we thought, well, we're not really seeing much difference between no lint cleaning, our fractionator treatment, and also one saw type lint cleaner. And this trend kind of continues on with short fiber. We see that our air treatments and the one lint cleaner are basically the same. They have, and we also see this net count. I started scratching my head after that. I thought, well, God, we saw in the first test, we thought some significant findings, but we run the second test. How come this is giving us numbers that aren't really showing us much difference? But one thing we wanted to do was look at the waste, see what was in the lint cleaner waste, just to take a measurement of that and see what we had. And we found some interesting things. One is that with the 4010, 40 PSI in 10 seconds in the fractionator, we found that there was a lot more trash in the lint cleaner waste. Lint cleaner waste has trash and fiber in it. We found that there was a lot more actual trash in there. We also found that the fiber that was in the lint cleaner waste was a lot shorter. So we look at the waste, we see what it's actually taking out, and we know we're going to get some fiber out. That's just what happens when we lint clean, but it's actually shorter. So that's good. And the short fiber content of the waste is higher. So this fractionator was taking out lint, and it's actually taking out lint that we care less about because it's shorter. So some of the things that we saw, the 40 PSI in 10 seconds was similar to a saw type lint cleaner in terms of cleaning. Actually, higher pressure and longer time was better. We saw that the 40 PSI and 10 second fractionator treatment was also similar to the saw type lint cleaner in terms of length, short fiber, nets, which isn't good because we wanted it to be better. And the 70-75 was worse. In terms of the land cleaner waste, we saw that we took out more trash, a higher percentage of trash, at least in the waste, and the fiber in the trash was shorter, so that's a good thing. So what does that mean to us? Well, right now we see that there's little difference between the air and the solvent, our treatment. So basically I'm a failure. I'm going to have to fire that guy. But then we started thinking about why do we have that difference? And we need to go back and figure out why is the first test, why do we see that pronounced difference and why in the second test we didn't? One of the things we think it might be is that we had different cultivars. And I'll tell you, in the second test, I know the cultivar was longer, stronger, and finer. And so, and we see that in some other things where actually lint cleaning doesn't really impact some of those longer, stronger fibers as much as other cottons. And then the other thing we have to really start thinking about, and if anybody has an idea, give me a call, because I'm trying to figure out how to mimic or how to accomplish this fraction interaction actually in a gin. Of course, you know, this is just a batch action that we're working on, but how do we make it happen continuous, you know, in a gin, something that's not going to choke up and make you guys want to bypass it. So that's all. That's my presentation.
What are the economics if you just ballpark compare the fractionator with the lint cleaner? The maintenance and cost.
Well, our fraction. Well, it'd be really hard right now to tell you that because this is something just a bench top device. If we use compressed air, it would be pretty expensive. So one of the things we'll have to do when we do try to move to a gin, a device that would work in a gin, is we'll have to use something besides compressed air. We'll have to use a blower or something like that.
That raises another question. What does the positive pressure do? I mean, what's the purpose of that?
Well, the pressure, those jets actually just keep that cotton swirling around.
Oh, okay.
It moves it. It moves it. Otherwise, it just sit there. It's actually what causes the action.
That's all it does is move.
Yeah, it moves it. Yeah.
That's the fact that it's pressure.
Yep. The pressure basically allows it to have more air going in. The 40 and 70 makes it so that the action increases, that's all.
I think in a push-pull system, when we're pushing cotton, mm-hmm. I think all ginners have seen this over the years, when you're pushing cotton and maybe have a tower dryer or something mm-hmm. that has a crack in a transition or something,
right.
we'll see trash pile up there and you wonder how can we duplicate that.
Right.
And clean up a tub of trash every day.
Right.
So it's got to be advance on some kind of way down.
So how utilize it?
Most everybody go on a pool, or some people now go on a pool system, and I think that eliminates that possibility.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to the point of lower pressure? Is that the reason you have that fallout of that trash?
Could be some of it.
You just got to be pushing the trash out on a pool system. You can't.
It's coming in.
Trash
right.
You pull it on.
So go to a pool and we'll get some chisels and start putting holes in pipes. And
yeah, I think it'll pull the trash back in.
Lots of wheelbarrows.
What about the trash? I mean, as far as the lint cleaner, as far as the molds, I mean, whether percentages show whether it's molded heavier than conventional lint cleaner.
Some of that work I'm doing right now, actually looking at lint cleaner waste per bale, and the 40 PSI and 10, if you compare, of course, we're talking about really small samples, but if we, you know, do the calculations and bring it up, we actually have less, significantly less lint cleaner waste out of that, for that treatment. The 7075 is actually more lint cleaner waste than one salt type lint cleaner. So we're going to go away totally from the higher pressure and, you know, the more aggressive. But the actual amount of waste is less. And so if you go back, say, do calculations based on long loan value, then we end up with, if you want to say, you know, more money coming in because we're taking out less fiber. So.
All right.
Thank you, Derek.